All right, Spaniard, Northwest Fight Scene, sitting down with Shorty the Pitbull Weichel. Shorty, you're fighting Denny Litton at Midtown Throwdown coming up on June 10th at Lane County. Talk about Denny and what you your thoughts on him as an opponent.
Well, I haven't really seen much of Denny. I mean, I've seen him as an amateur, and he beat up a couple of guys that came from my old gym, which wasn't nothing. It was something based out of a garage, so I've kind of had an animosity towards him just because he beat some guys of ours that weren't even good fighters, and he's really just kept his composure since then, I guess, and I don't think he's as good as he thinks he is, and I'm ready to prove it to him.
Now, does it do anything to you that you have this last-minute switch of opponents, and when you first you had a different guy, now you have him?
No, none of that stuff ever bothers me. I like fighting, and I'm more ready for anybody that I come against. That's just, I didn't really even set up a game plan for the other guy. All I knew was he was a pro boxer and I was going to take him to the ground, but the ground's my game. And I've been working on my hands. My hands are phenomenal now.
Now
and my ground game's still there.
He's normally 135, but he's stepping up to take this at 145, correct?
Yep.
Now, you think that might play any effect with you being a bigger?
Oh, yeah. I know it will. I've faced plenty of guys that have fought down at 35 and 45, and like I've said many times before, I think of myself as one of the top line 145ers. I'm stronger than the 155ers I've ever won against. I don't know, I definitely have a strength advantage. This cut isn't nothing bad for me, it's just getting all the, I guess, fat out of my muscles and making it so it's all lean, mean muscle.
Now, in a previous interview earlier today, Denny told me that he feels that going into this fight, even without the weight difference, he's going to be the stronger wrestler. How do you feel about that?
There's no way. Wrestling is great if we were in a wrestling match. We're not in a wrestling match. This is jiu-jitsu and MMA, so wrestling is all good and dandy for him. He could have been a state wrestling champion back in the day, but that does not help you when you step in the cage. You got to know what you're doing. And I may have had a couple more losses than him as an amateur and stuff, but I also have more wins. And I think with wins and losses, you know, you can learn a little bit from a win, but you learn a ton more from a loss. And I think that he's just put himself up against mediocre opponents at best, and now he's about to face one that's really a tough opponent. He's used to a 35-pound weight class. I'm used to a bigger weight class, so we'll find out. I mean, looks can be deceiving, and he looks pretty small.
Now, you're training at Midtown MMA. Talk about your training that's basically prepared you to throw down on June 10th.
Yeah, this one is kind of a last-minute thing for me. Like I said, I was suffering those injuries from the last couple of fights, but really been taking a lot of time off the heel and kind of just started running last week and getting back into the gym this week. But all my stuff from beforehand has carried over. And, like, before when I went in, my hands weren't as crisp and stuff, and they're already just stepping in the gym the last few days. They're really crisp and everything's there. I'm feeling great cardio. I'm already down on weight. I've been down at 45 since yesterday, so weight's not going to be a problem for me, and it's not like I'm going to be dehydrated coming in because I'm eating and been drinking water all week. So
what do these last couple of days look like for you?
Really good. Hands with Levi Kurtovich and ground game with Tommy, and my brother has actually stepped back into it. He hasn't been able to help me train for any of the fights for the last three fights, I don't think. So it's really been good training with my brother and someone that's just as strong as I am and real strong wrestling background. I'm used to guys that are rolling and stuff, so I'm ready to bring it to them.
Awesome. Well, you've called it before, so I got to ask you, what are your thoughts? How do you see the fight going?
Oh, I think I'm going to knock him out on the feet. I'm going to try and keep it standing just because I have told everybody for the last three or four fights I wanted to keep it standing. I haven't been able to, so I'm going to try and keep it standing with him. But if it goes to the ground, I think it's going to be a pretty quick ending for Denny.
Awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to talk to Northwest Fight Scene. Good luck coming up on June 10th. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to or thank?
Yeah, I'd like to thank, of course, you guys, Northwest Fight Scene, Midtown MMA, X-Mount Clothing, Bully Gang Pitbulls, my girlfriend and everybody that's helped support me getting to where I am now. So, and the fans, of course. I love the fans. Thank you. If you guys weren't there, we wouldn't have a show.
Awesome, brother. Well, hey, I really appreciate it, and good luck coming up on June 10th.
Thank you. I appreciate it.